Quick rundown. Giannis is preparing for a possible Bucks exit, with multiple teams circling before the Feb 5 deadline.
Golden State is rethinking its timeline after Jimmy Butler's ACL. And, shockingly, Giannis is on the Warriors' radar.
In hockey, Patrick Kane just became the highest-scoring American-born player in NHL history.
The NFL's Super Bowl LX preview is full of storylines, and the league even named Darman its new chief kindness officer to court Gen Z.
Antonio Blakeney scored big in Israel, but faces serious U.S. gambling and game-fixing charges back home.
Baseball note, ESPN ranks the Brewers' farm system number one, praising their late-round scouting and player development.
We'll also hit Olympic hockey X-factors and wrap with the Capitals' shootout win in Detroit. Okay, deep dives now.
Let's start with the biggest domino. Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Bucks. Short version, multiple suitors, the Bucks listening, and Giannis wants a change after 12 seasons. Host A, break down what's actually happening.
Right. Reporters say Giannis has been clear privately for months that he's ready to move on. The Bucks are 1-8-2-7. Locker room tension is real, and Milwaukee is more willing than before to entertain offers. But they're not desperate. They're pricing him like a blue-chip young asset plus a heap of draft picks, teams mentioned as serious suitors. Miami, Minnesota, New York, and Golden State. Crucially, the Bucks could wait until the summer to see if they get more draft capital then. So this is a live negotiation with a deadline, but a lot of strategic patience.
Timing matters too. Giannis is injured now, a right calf strain, and he's on a contract that makes next season effectively an expiring year if he declines the 2027 player option. That increases his trade value in the short term, but also raises questions for any acquiring team about long-term commitment. If a team trades for him mid-season and wants him to sign a supermax, he'd have to wait 6 months after the trade to sign that extension. So teams will be weighing immediate title chances against future cap and roster planning.
And don't overlook the human side. Giannis has said he loves Milwaukee, but is frustrated, booing at fans, blunt post-game comments about chemistry. The Bucks' record with him on the floor versus off shows his value, dramatically better with Giannis playing. So any trade changes franchise identity. Expect intense discussions between GMs, and a potential blockbuster if a team is willing to pay with multiple future firsts and a young star.
Which brings us to the Warriors. One of those teams reportedly interested in Giannis after Jimmy Butler's ACL. Host A, what would that look like for Golden State?
Golden State's front office has signaled a pivot. If Butler's out long term, their realistic contention window this season shrinks, so they're thinking longer term. But they've also reportedly been ready to bid on Giannis, potentially packaging up to 4 first-round picks spanning 2026, 2028, 2032 unprotected, and another conditional 2030 pick, plus other assets like pick swaps or players as salary matches. That's massive asset depletion if it happens, and they'd have to weigh Curry's timeline and their core's future.
There's also Jonathan Kuminga's name in the mix. The Bucks have shown interest in him before as a controlled upside piece. If Warriors keep Kuminga and don't land Giannis, they might pursue smaller moves or keep him to grow into a bigger role. Steve Kerr emphasized measured asset use and left the door open on his own future. So Golden State's decision is as much about identity as it is about winning in 22-6.
Right. A Giannis to Golden State scenario is headline-grabbing, but would reshape the West's balance and create long-term questions for the Warriors. Expect negotiation games. And remember, Milwaukee could also wait until summer when more picks are clear.
Jumping to the rink, Patrick Kane. Monumental night in Detroit. Kane assisted on Ben Chiaro's goal, and that pass became career point no. 1,375 passing Mike Modano for most points by a U.S. Dorn NHL player. Host A, why does this matter beyond the stat line?
Kane's milestone caps a Hall of Fame-level career and cements his place as a generational American scorer. He's a 3-time Stanley Cup winner and has awards across the board. Conn Smythe, Art Ross. Doing this at 37 underscores longevity and elite playmaking. This season, he's still contributing, with 8 goals and 24 assists in 40 games. For U.S. hockey, it's a landmark. Players and peers praised him as a standard bearer for American talent.
Nice bridge to international play. Olympic hockey previews are out and riders identified an X factor for each country. Everything from Italy's home ice energy to the United States' goaltending depth, and Canada's star-laden attack. A succinct takeaway: the tournament will come down to goaltending in depth for the big teams, and emotional or home factors for the underdogs.
Exactly. Teams like Finland and Sweden can be swung by hot goaltending or an injured star's return, while nations like Italy and Latvia live and die by atmosphere and netminders. Those X factors make the pool play unpredictable. Watch goaltender assignments and line matchups closely.
Switching gears, the NFL and Super Bowl LX. Storylines include Sam Darnold's comeback with Seattle, Mike Vrabel's Patriots turnaround, and Drake May's rise. But the oddball headline is the NFL naming Darman as Chief Kindness Officer and Creator of the Week to court Gen Z. Hot take?
It's a calculated marketing move. Darman brings massive social reach and a softer, viral-friendly narrative. The NFL wants to broaden appeal and tamp down negativity. Some fans will roll their eyes, others will appreciate the outreach. It highlights how leagues now make promotional bets to capture younger attention in the social era.
Back to basketball trouble spots. Antonio Blakeney, on-court success in Israel with a 27-point game, but facing a federal indictment in the U.S., alleging involvement in a college gambling and game-fixing ring tied to games in China. He's the only former NBA player among the defendants, and faces serious wire fraud charges that could carry decades behind bars if convicted.
It's a sobering reminder of how off-court decisions can topple a career. The indictment alleges payments tied to point shaving and recruiting players to manipulate games. Blakeney's legal status and whether he cooperates will be key developments to watch.
Baseball note, ESPN ranked the Brewers farm system number one, applauding Milwaukee's knack for finding late-round and high school/JUCO talent and their strong player development. Names to know: Jacob Mizorowski, Quinn Priester, Jackson Churio, and recent additions from the Freddy Peralta tribe like Jet Williams. Host A, why should non-Brewers fans care?
Because a deep, cheap pipeline matters. It fuels sustained contention and trades. The Brewers' ability to unearth late-round gems and develop them efficiently gives them roster flexibility without splurging. Even if they lost in the NLCS, that farm depth makes them a team to watch in coming seasons.
Final local headline. Capitals beat the Red Wings in a shootout to cap their road trip. Dylan Strome, Nick Dowd, and others sealed it. Patrick Kane's assist that tied the career points record was part of the storyline that night. There was also concern about goalie Charlie Lindgren leaving with an apparent injury. A gritty win for Washington that masks some roster issues.
Quick wrap-up. The Giannis saga is the day's big transfer market story, with ripple effects from Miami to Golden State. Warriors' thinking has changed after Butler's injury. Kane's milestone is historic. And off-field stories, the NFL's PR gambit, and the Blakeney indictment show how sports now mixes spectacle with serious consequences. Anything to watch tomorrow?
Watch the trade chatter. February 5th is the immediate deadline. But don't forget the summer market. Track Giannis's health updates, Warriors' reported offers, and any legal developments in the Blakeney case. And for a lighter note, keep an eye on Kane and the Olympic rosters as they take shape.
Thanks for listening. If you liked this roundup, subscribe for the full daily podcast, where we dive deeper into the trade mechanics, cap math, and what each move means for contenders.
Hit follow, leave a rating, and send us your takes. Where would you like to see Giannis land? We'll read a few listener responses in the next episode. See you tomorrow.